Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yodalad Hamed Beis, 5 lines from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Eved Shasoi Rabbo Yaputiki, Lachirim, Veshichroi, Meshur Sadin, Eina Eved Chayav Kulam, El Mibnei Tukana Oilam, Koifnes Rabbi, Vaisa Oise Ben Chayrin, Vekoisev Shtar Abdamav, Veshim Gamlilayme, Eina Koisev Ela Meshachre, I should say. The Mishnah teaches that a slave that was made in a putiki on a loan, that if the loan is not returned in any other way, the slave will be the payment, and he was then freed, strictly speaking, the slave is not in any way liable. However, for the good of society, we force the master to free him, and the slave should write a document to its value. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's not the slave, but rather the owner, who writes the document. Mima Shachreh, the Gemara asks who freed him, means in the first part of the Mishnah that said, and then he was freed. Rav Amar ben Rabbi Rishon ben Rabbi Achron. Well said it can be the first master or the second master, since the slave had been made security on the loan, it's considered that the debtor owns him. Am Rabbi Yochanan, in Meshachar El Rabbi Rishon Bolvad, Rabbi Yochanan says that it refers only to the first master, since he presently owns the slave, but the debtor simply has a lien on the slave. Hesiv, Rabbi Chagai, Koimi, Rabbi Yosa, Masniv, and Pliga, Al Rav, Yisol, Shehilve, Esar Akum, Al Chamitza, Il Achar Pesach, Mutter, Ba'naya, Yentem, Perushus, Yisol, who Yehei Osa. Rav Chagai asked Rabbi Yosa from the Mishnah, if a Gentile loaned money to a Jew and took chometz as his collateral, it's permitted to derive benefit from it after Pesach. But if you say that the chometz was in the possession of the Jew, it will be prohibited. Man Avadla Amav Yudan Kalhu Veshechur Kadadatani Ha'ifa Avdai Aputki Mochoi Ene Mocho Shechur Ha'ifa Meshechur. Rav Yudan answers that it's a leniency found in the case of emancipation, as advice a teacher that a slave that was made in a putiki on a loan, if he's sold is invalid, but if he's freed, then it's valid. Chaylad of Yochem in Hador, Rishin Gamlil Oimer, Eina Koisiv Elam Meshachur, Ilham Meshabed Sadil Chaveiro, Vaholach Mocha, Shema Ein Bal Choyv Bar Batarif. And the support from Yochem is a Mishnah, Rishin Gamlil says, it's not the slave, but rather the owner who writes the document. If one placed a lien on a field for his debtor, but then sold the field, could the debtor not go and take it from the buyer? Am Rav Yavo, Patach Lanu Rav Yochanan, Pesach, Meir, Ko'ura, Lo Matzanu, Eved, Mishtachre, Vahoyze, Mishtabed. Rav Yavo says that Rav Yochanan enlightened us. We do not find that a slave who is freed can be enslaved again. Me'ata li'echtev shtar damav. If so, why should the slave write the document at all if he was freed by the first master? Am Rav Yavo, Mutav Shirem Eloi, Tenli, Masayim, Zuz, Shireshki, Biyadcha, Val Yomel, Loi, Avdiyata. The answer is it's better that the second master ask him for 200 zuz rather than call him his slave. Rabbanon to Kisoin, B'shem Rav Nasa, Asya to B'shem Gamliel, Kobi Meir, Kamad to Meir, Koines Bedroim, Kain to B'shem Gamliel, Koines Bedroim. The Rabbanon of Kisoin, quoting Rav Nasa, said that B'shem Gamliel agrees with Rav Meir, just as Rav Meir penalizes for words, not only for actions, so B'shem Gamliel penalizes for words. The Tani Shtai, Yesh boy ribis, coincinoisoi vein a goiva, lo es a keren, for es a ribis, the ribi mea, vachachamimimim, goivis a keren, vein a goiva, es vein a goiva a ribis. And there are sources from a brisa that says that mea says that if there's a loan document that requires the payment of interest, we penalize the lender that he may not even collect the principal. Vachamim say that he may collect the principal but not the interest. The Mishnah said earlier that Shimon Gamliel says that a dog, he requires that the dog be unable to retrieve it. Adeichan, how deep must that be? Am Rabbi Avun, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Yuchedek, Ad Gimel Tvachim. Rabbi Avun and Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shimon, Yuchedek, answered 3 Tvachim, which is 3 hand breadths. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'eichel Trumas Chomed, Bepesach, Shogim, Shalom, Keren, Vachimesh, Mezid, Potter, Menatashlumim, Omidimei, Ha'eitzim. The Mishnah says that one who ate chomets of Truma on Pesach, if he was shogeg, means inadvertent, he must pay the principal and the chomesh, which is the additional fifth of the value. If it was mezid, which means intentional, he is exempt from payment and from the value of the firewood, if it was truma tameya, since he is liable the more severe punishment of death for eating it. The Gemara says, Tani Rav Shimon Loza, Oimer, Meshum Rav Shimon Yosedek, Masnisa, Kosher Frisha, Matza, Nechamsa, Avalim Hefrisha, Chomets, Laibada. The Gemara states a baisa from Rav Shimon Loza, quoting Rav Shimon ben Yotzedek. The Mishnah refers to when he separated it as truma when it was matzah and after it became chometz. But if he separated it when it was chometz, then it's not truma. Hifrish matzah al chometz. What would be the din if he separated matzah as truma for chomet that he owns. Amaviveva calls truma she'ena materis es hashirayim lachila ena truma. Viveva answered that any truma that does not cause what remains to become permitted to eat is not truma. Afilu hefresh chomet shel matzah. The Gemara answer asks, even if he separated chomet as truma from matzah, what's the din? Amaviveva ma'acha she'ilim mina aleha ena truma, v'afilu himina le'makoyim ache ena truma. They will answer that since separating chametz as truma for chametz does not work, certainly this case does not work. If one made a dough of 4 quarter logs, which is less than the minimum quantity of flour that requires the separation of challah, and allowed it to become chametz, and did the same thing again and mixed the two doughs, if he was warned against eating the mixture since it was tevel, as the challah had not been taken, he does not receive lashes for it, as the prohibition of eating chametz had already fallen upon it. Mishum ma'ichal chametz v'pesach loike ife chomo chal al efekal vein efekal chal al efechomo. If he was warned against eating the mixture since it was chametz, he receives lashes. A stringent prohibition can take effect upon a lighter prohibition, but not vice versa. V'lemin ilvan v'chaka chimson, but if he first mixed the two doughs and allowed them to become chametz, if he was warned against eating it since it was tevel, then he receives lashes. Mishemarichel chametz for Pesach loike ifechomo chal al ifekal vein ifekal chal al ifechomo. If he was warned because of the prohibition of chametz on Pesach, he receives lashes. A stringent prohibition can take effect upon a lighter prohibition, but not vice versa.